Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM, KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, or call 949-415-6718 and learn more about meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today is about letting go and how that is really the same thing as being present, or at least that's what I learned this week. You know, I've been preparing for some time for my oldest son to go away to college. And really, the whole senior year seemed like a race to this finish line of getting him launched to the next chapter of his life. That'll happen for the most part without me. I didn't know what to expect or how I was going to feel. And I listened to a lot of other people's stories, and I began to have some great anticipation about the moment of that big goodbye. And then magically, that horrible, dreaded, and anticipated moment never came. And as I reflect on it now, I'm not certain if it's due to the fact that I've been meditating for such a long time, that maybe it truly changed my brain and I'm able to be present and just roll with things as they are, or that it was simply not as intensely awful as I'd heard and feared it might be, or maybe it just hasn't hit me yet. For the days leading up to it, I kept wondering, when's it going to hit me? And then I'd be totally surprised over this spontaneous outburst of tears while watching my two boys talk and laugh over dinner. And then I'd think for a moment, oh, here it is. Now I'm feeling it. This is what is supposed to happen. And then the final moment came. And I have to say it was truly sweet, not bittersweet, just simply sweet and so full and in the moment. Each step of the way that day, unpacking, making the bed, hanging tapestries, finding the store for forgotten toiletries, eating lunch in his college dining hall, and then just simply hanging out in his dorm room and listening to music and looking out the window with him. I was simply there for each moment, taking it in and just feeling the fullness in my heart. And as he walked me toward the train station, carrying my bag like the fine young gentleman he's become, we stopped for that last hug and farewell, at least for a month until family weekend. And there was surprisingly none of the anticipated flood of tears. There was no despair, no painful crack in the heart of a mother letting go of her firstborn. What I did feel was every step my feet took. The sounds of my suitcase wheeling on the stones. I noticed the details of every tree and the faces I passed, the coolness of the breeze against the heat of the late afternoon sun, and the light falling on the buildings. And I realized then, this is it. I mean, I'm simply here in this moment. And that letting go and being completely present allowed my mind to stop its chatter and experience everything just as it was to be in that moment, where I felt completely fine and at ease, and in my heart I knew that he did too. It was only later on the train, as my mind slipped back into thinking and reflecting, I realized that for those precious moments, I had truly let go of him, and that it wasn't painful at all. That the pain came from worrying about the past or what it would be like in the future, in those weeks leading up to it when I kept waking up in the middle of the night and worrying about whether I had properly prepared him for this experience that was ahead. Everything I'd ever learned about meditation suddenly came to the forefront for me, and I understood clearly that being in the past or the future was the painful experience. It was the holding on to that fear of the unknown. And by being absolutely present and in the moment was letting go into the peace that naturally resides there. So for me, this is what our meditation offers us in the simple practice of sitting and breathing and allowing ourselves to let go of the thoughts of the past and the worries of the future. Meditation is the training ground for peace, for being in the moment, to feel the experience of what's happening now, and to find that that is actually enough. So, shall we sit and learn to practice letting go and being present together? Go ahead and find a comfortable position, sitting in a chair or sofa or on a cushion on the floor. Whatever works for you is fine. And if you've meditated for a while, even lying down, but if you're just learning, lying down is more like sleeping for most of us, so you might fall asleep. So sitting up, being alert and awake and aware of your surroundings. Maybe you want to have a little cushion behind your back or something. Let your hands rest in your lap and begin by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose. And blow very, very slowly, like blowing through a straw. Good. 2 more times doing this preparation breath or cleansing breath. Inhaling through the nostrils and blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth. Nice and controlled. And you might notice right away that the body slows down. It's like putting the brakes on in a car. Good. And then when you're ready, allow your breath to shift over to breathing in and out of the nostrils. And just noticing what the temperature of the air is, how it feels coming in through the nostrils, hitting the back of the throat, filling the lungs. And then that warmth and moisture of the breath as it comes back out through the nostrils as you exhale. And allowing your mind to shift over into that place where it can follow the breath. And we do what's called labeling the breath. So as you inhale, you say silently to yourself, breathing in and breathing out as you exhale. And just repeating this a few times to help bring the mind and the body together into the present moment of your experience. And when you allow yourself to focus on what's truly happening in the moment, the breath, labeling it, you really do let go of any other distractions. And then to prepare the body, let go of labeling and move down into your feet and really allow yourself to feel what your feet feel like right now. Notice if your ankles are crossed or if your feet are touching the floor. And allow your mind and awareness to move up into your ankles, then into your shins and your calves, further up into your knees, thighs. And see if you can just let your legs be heavy. Let them support you as a foundation instead of you holding or gripping muscles anywhere. And then move your awareness into your hips, your low back and low belly, and the floor of the pelvis softening from the inside out. Then up into the ribs and the sides of the body, the middle back, moving up into the chest and under the arms, and feeling your shoulder blades slide down and tuck in like wings, your collarbone spread and your shoulders sliding down to the elbows, wrists, and fingertips. Lower your chin slightly, softening your jaw and letting your teeth be parted. Eyes roll down and the back of the neck lengthens through the crown of the head. You can feel the face and scalp get soft. And imagine the top of the head lifting towards the sky. All of this awareness of the body, the breath, can help keep you anchored in the moment or give you a place to return to when the mind wanders off into the chatter of the past and the future, which it's guaranteed to do. So don't feel bad if your mind wanders, no big deal. When it does, you just deepen your breath, label a couple breaths, breathing in and breathing out, and feel into the body once again. And I will check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice if your mind has wandered. Perhaps you can even label future or past if you notice what direction it went. It's generally one of those. Bring yourself back into your body. Label a couple breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Feeling your hands and feet, your belly, heart and jaw, and the crown of your head. Re-centering, letting go into the present moment. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're learning how to let go into the present moment, letting go of the thoughts of the future, the worries of the past, and just feel and listen and be here now. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels and your state of mind, and allow the breath to move into the base of your spine. And as you breathe in, draw that breath up the back of the spine to the roof of your mouth. Exhale down the front of the spine, back to the tailbone. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. A couple more times. Really allowing your practice to be perfect exactly as it was today. If you noticed your mind wandered constantly to the future and the past, then you had a great meditation, because noticing that is the key to changing it. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.